the B vocabulary. The B vocabulary consisted of words which had been deliberately constructed for political purposes, words, that is to say, which not only had in every case a political implication, but were intended to impose a desirable mental attitude upon the person using them. Without a full understanding of the principles of Ingsoc, it was difficult to use these words correctly. In some cases they could be translated into old speak, or even into words taken from the A vocabulary, but this usually demanded a long paraphrase, and always involved the loss of certain overtones. The B words were a sort of verbal shorthand, often packing the whole ranges of ideas into a few syllables, and at the same time more accurate and forcible than ordinary language. The B words were in all cases compound words. Compound words such as speakwrite were of course to be found in the A vocabulary, but these were merely convenient abbreviations and had no special ideological colour. They consisted of two or more words or portions of words welded together in an easily pronounceable form. The resulting amalgam was always a noun-verb, and inflected according to the ordinary rules. To take a single example, the word goodthink, meaning very roughly orthodoxy, or if one chose to regard it as a verb, to think in an orthodox manner. This inflected as follows, noun-verb, goodthink. Past tense and past participle, goodthinked. Present participle, goodthinking. Adjective, goodthinkful. Adverb, goodthinkwise. Verbal noun, good thinker. The B words were not constructed on any etymological plan. The words of which they were made up could be any parts of speech and could be placed in any order and mutilated in any way which made them easy to pronounce while indicating their derivation. In the word crime think, thought crime, for instance, the think came second, whereas in think pol, thought police, it came first, and in the latter word police had lost its second syllable. Because of the greater difficulty in securing euphony, irregular formations were commoner in the B vocabulary than in the A vocabulary. For example, the adjectival forms of mini-true, mini-pax, and mini-love were respectively mini-truthful, mini-peaceful, and mini-lovely, simply because truthful, paxful, and loveful were slightly awkward to pronounce. In practice, however, all B words could inflect, and all inflected in exactly the same way. Some of the B words had highly subtilized meanings, barely intelligible to anyone who had not mastered the language as a whole. Consider, for example, such a typical sentence from a Times leading article as, "Old thinkers unbelly feel Ingsoc." The shortest rendering that one could make of this in old speak would be, "Those whose ideas were formed before the revolution cannot have a full emotional understanding of the principles of English socialism." But this is not an adequate translation. To begin with, in order to grasp the full meaning of the Newspeak sentence quoted above, one would have to have a clear idea of what is meant by Ingsoc. And, in addition, only a person thoroughly grounded in Ingsoc could appreciate the full force of the word belly feel, which implied a blind, enthusiastic acceptance difficult to imagine today, or of the word oldthink, which was inextricably mixed up with the idea of wickedness and decadence. But the special function of certain Newspeak words, of which oldthink was one, was not so much to express meanings as to destroy them. These words, necessarily few in number, had had their meanings extended until they contained within themselves whole batteries of words which, as they were sufficiently covered by a single comprehensive term, could now be scrapped and forgotten. The greatest difficulty facing the compilers of the Newspeak dictionary was not to invent new words, but, having invented them, to make sure what they meant, to make sure, that is to say, what ranges of words they cancelled by their existence.